Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 11 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. Yes, it's one of those times this week. It is that time this week when I have something to say that I want to just be the two of us. And I've got some things on my mind. I want to tell you a story. And I think if you're a business owner, you'll appreciate this story. It began on a Monday morning at 8:30, to be exact, when the phone rang. I was the national sales manager for a publishing company working out of my home office. Now, as a high school senior, I was the only member of my class to have what was essentially a full-time job. I went to school in as a senior and basically worked a full-time job, and I lived on the farm. So you can put all that together. And for the next 20 years after I graduated from college, from high school, going from flipping burgers to the C-suite, I was never unemployed for 20 years, even during the recessions of 69, 74, 81, 83. But all that changed when, in 1988, I lost my vice president job as my employer downsized itself eventually to nothing. So the irony wasn't lost on me when I arrived at my 20-year high school reunion unemployed. How about that? Now back to the phone call. That was on May 22nd, 1989, and my boss on the other end explained that the company I worked for had a new plan, but I wasn't going to be part of it. So if you're scoring at home, that was me getting fired, sacked, canned, downsized. Your unemployment idiom here. That was me getting fired twice, once in 1988, and then again 18 months later in 1989. Some of you have heard me say that I was downsized twice in the 80s. After hanging up the phone at 8:35 on that Monday morning, for about 3 seconds, my first thought was to dust off my resume and hit the bricks. I had two teenagers and two mortgages. Those are strong motivators. But then, thinking out loud to myself, I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. So, I addressed the keyboard and gave birth to my new business, Jim Blasingame & Associates Business Consultants. My associates at that moment were a Macintosh Plus and a laser printer. Then, 30 years later, a period that included a second entrepreneurial reinvention, which is going from having a consulting company to what I'm doing right now, my radio show, my media company, my writing, all that. 30 years later, after that second entrepreneurial reinvention, I think I can declare myself a successful business owner. I've survived, and it looks like I'm going to make it after 30 years. A professor friend of mine describes me this way when he talks about me to his friends. His other friends, he says, my friend Jim is a small business owner. He lives by his wits. No doubt if you're a small business owner, you know how accurate that is. So what's the big takeaway as I celebrate my 30th anniversary, which is what I'm doing I've been doing for the last couple of weeks? What's my big takeaway? Well, I've got three that I want to offer you. First one, no whining. The marketplace is indifferent to your very existence, let alone your survival. It offers no appeal process, no do-overs, no puppy rooms when something licks the red off your candy. So if you're thinking of starting a business, but you can't get your head around buckling up for that kind of a rude ride, be sure to clock into your regular job tomorrow. You're not ready. Remember, no crying in baseball, no whining in small business. Number two, ownership. This is the second thing I've learned. Ownership. As a business owner, I haven't always liked how things have gone. I didn't like knowing that I might not make it the next hour, let alone another day. Sometimes things were like that. But I always loved being a business owner. Because if you survive long enough, my friends, you'll thrive on knowing that regardless of what comes in your door, ugly challenge or elegant opportunity, it belongs to you. You own it, and it becomes whatever you make it. You own it 100%, and it becomes whatever you make it. Number three, believe. For most small business owners, they're often only one bad decision or lost customer away from being out of business. The marketplace will fail you, my friends. Vendors will fail you. Employees will fail you. Whatever disappointment conspirator, co-conspirator you can think of over and over again, things will fail you. But if you survive all of this and keep on coming back for more, it will be because of one thing and one thing only. It'll be because you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself. The most powerful lesson I've learned in the past three decades, and when it all goes to Sheboygan in a handbasket, the more you believe in yourself, the greater chance you'll have to survive and want to fight another day. If the marketplace were capable of respecting anything, I'm convinced, surely, believing in yourself would be it. Being a business owner is one of the hardest jobs in the world. It's harder than being the CEO of a major corporation. I'm convinced of that. The only job that could approach being harder than being a business owner, in my mind, would be being a single parent. God bless them. My hat's off to them. I can imagine, only imagine how hard that must be. But other than that, the hardest job in the world is being a small business owner. You have so few options, and so much of the world is coming at you. Your resources are limited, and sometimes it just comes down to you. But I wouldn't swap what I do with anyone. And I can't complain, because my business is what I made it, and it belongs to me 100%. And so does yours, my friends. So, when I think about being a business owner, when I think about 30 years of being a business owner, it's hard for me. I think back, it's gone by real fast. Now, as I look back, it's gone by real fast. But there were all those different stages, and you can compartmentalize them, all the different things that happened. But I just turned 70. I started my business when I was 40. It didn't seem like I was that young in those days. But it's the truth. And I learned that there's no whining. I learned that ownership is what you love. And I learned that you have to believe in yourself. If you can get to the point where you can believe in yourself, everything else will fall into place. And by the way, folks, remember those two downsizings I mentioned earlier? After being a business owner for a couple of years, I went back and thanked both of the men who fired me. How about that? You should have seen their faces. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.